Oh, nice.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
What's up? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. My name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. As always, I'd like to thank you for joining us. We have another great show lined up for you. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Now, many of us are feeling the pressure when it comes to our finances, and tonight we welcome financial experts Letitia Stiles of YoungAdultFinances.com and Paula Pat of AffordAnything.com to help answer your financial questions. As always, want to be part of the discussion, so call in with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, it's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. Remember to follow us on Twitter, Stephen Knight Show, S-H-O, and on Facebook, The Stephen Knight Show. Now, Ms. Parker's a little under the weather tonight, so I've asked Chike to step in kind of at the last minute to help fill in the seat. What's going on, Chike?
What's going on, brother? How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm excited that you asked me to co-host yet again. You know, I love stepping in Ms. Parker's shoes.
Yeah, we definitely are sending our thoughts out to Ms. Parker. Hopefully she feels better.
Yeah, feel good.
How was your 4th of July? We missed last week. How was your 4th of July?
My 4th of July week was really, really good. I took time out. I'm on vacation, so I took time out to spend it with the kids. So I did a lot of kid-like activities, which is, you know, right up my alley because I'm a kid at heart. I had fun. I did
That's
kid
good.
Stuff, and, you know, I relaxed.
That's really good. I actually had planned on doing anything, and then I had a couple of friends come over, and we kind of cooked some food on the grill. So it's just cool to just chat and talk and eat. You know, can never go wrong with cooked out food, cooked on the grill. So,
I know that's right. I did a little of that myself.
So, what movie did you see? I know, Adam, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so you want to do your thing with the movies?
Okay, Adam, you can go first.
All right, yeah. I did the Amazing Spider-Man, and I thought it was really good. It's a, for anyone who doesn't know, it's a retelling story of Spider-Man, a kid who gets bitten by a spider and has the powers similar to a spider and becomes a superhero. So a lot of people know the story. They've seen the movies from almost 10 years ago. This is a retelling with new characters, kind of the same story, just a little few twists. And I think it was a good summer movie. Had all the good action elements. You know, the storyline was pretty much similar. And, you know, it had its few superhero cliche moments. The love story I thought was a little bit weak. But overall, all the acting was well. Martin Sheen as Uncle Ben did a great job. Yeah, I was a big fan of it. How about you, TK?
I actually felt the same way. I even took it a step further because, you know, I'm always sending out these messages to Hollywood about retelling stories over and over again, the same stories. And, you know, the Spider-Man trilogy came out and it left, and here we are again talking about Spider-Man. But I will say this. I think that this movie, The Amazing Spider-Man, did for Spider-Man what The Dark Knight did for Batman.
Yeah.
I think that this texture of story was a little bit more dramatic than the original Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
With them, you know, casting Martin Sheen as Uncle Ben and Sally Field as Aunt May, it gave it more credibility. And the acting, it was a little darker. Didn't you think so?
Yeah, I think so. The first ones with Tobey Maguire were definitely a little more of the comic booky style. Mm-hmm. This one did take it a little darker. I did kind of, even though James Garfield did a great job, or Andrew Garfield, I think, did a great job as Peter, this one didn't show him as kind of the nerdy character that he was in the comic books and in the original movie, so it was a little bit different to get used to that. But, they definitely stepped it up a notch and kind of, if you saw the first one, you're not going to be disappointed of seeing the story again.
Absolutely. So this one, I guess, gets a thumbs up from both of us.
Yeah.
Did you see anything else?
No, I didn't get a chance to. I was going to try to get to Ted, that Seth MacFarlane movie, but I didn't get a chance to get out to it.
Okay. I did see Ted. In true Seth MacFarlane fashion, the movie was off the hook. Ted will be the raunchiest teddy bear you'll ever know. there was some moments in there, you know, that he referenced, you know, some of the shows that he has on television, i.e. Family Dad and American Dad and Family Guy. He even makes a statement in the movie. I thought, do you really think that I sound like Peter Griffin? And it was hilarious the way he slid it in. But it's not for kids. Believe it or not, I did see a couple of children in the theater with their parents. This movie is not for children at all. There's high sexual content, a lot of cursing, really off the hook. Hilarious. I do recommend it. That one gets a thumbs up from me. I did see Madea's Witness Protection. It didn't really hit home for me. You know, I'm at a stage with Mr. Tyler Perry, and I do respect him as an artist, and I do like his work. But maybe the Madea character is becoming stale. Maybe he should not do her for a while, let her be missed, and then revisit. Or maybe he can write the movie, but he shouldn't direct it. Or maybe let someone else write it, and then he directs it. But the formula needs to change because it's becoming boring.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little monotonous. And the last movie that I saw was Savages, Oliver Stone at his best. There was very, very, very good drama in this movie. I dealt with blood, sex, violence, and then there was a love story, and it was drugs. It was all over the place. But the main focus of this movie was the thruple. And the thruple is the couple. But there are three people in the couple, so I call it a thruple. It was very dynamic. And if you like movies, you know, that Oliver Stone does, you know, those cartel movies, the murder mysteries, you're going to love The Savages. I highly recommend that one. I actually may see that one again because I love how it's written. And it actually has a dual ending, too. So, you know, even when you get to the end and you think, you know the movie, and you think you predicted the end, there's an alternate ending, so you'll be surprised.
Nice.
So that gets a thumbs up from me as well.
All right. Anything coming up that you look forward to, either one of you?
Besides the new Batman, I saw, and I don't know if you saw it in your trailer, but I saw one with this video game villain. It was a Disney movie that gives up on his video game. Have you seen that one, TK?
No, I haven't.
For that one? Okay, it's an interesting one, and I can't remember the name, but it was a Disney, and it's a computer animation, and it's about this video game character, and he lives in, I guess, an 80s video game, and every day he does the same job of being the bad guy, and he's always hated on, and he goes to, like, these AA meetings with the other video game villains, so you have, like, the ghost from Pac-Man and Bowser from Mario, and they all talk about it, and he kind of gives up on his game, and it's the story about him, I guess, finding his true calling or trying to be a good guy or something like that. It looked very entertaining. For anyone who is like a video gamer.
Okay, that sounds good. There is a, of course, they're doing Total Recall over again. And
yeah,
Colin Farrell is playing in that. That looks really good. And then there's another movie, and you can guys can Google it because, pardon me, I don't remember the name, but Bruce Willis is starring in it, and it's about time travel, where he basically has to battle his younger self, because his younger self is trying to wipe him out because he's a hitman, and his job is to take his future self out. The whole concept is bananas. I was sitting in the chair like, what? How? The writer of this must have been on some serious drugs. But it looks like it's going to be a seriously good movie.
All right. Well, we'll definitely be looking out for both of those. Adam, I know you're just getting back, flying back into Atlanta, so thanks for being able to call in, and we'll definitely talk to you next week, okay?
All right, good. Have a good show, guys. All right.
Appreciate it. Now, Aaron is also out. I'm a little jealous. He's traveling the Caribbean with his family for their family reunion. So, but I did want to touch on some sports-related things because there's so much going on. You know, they've been doing the trades, and Ray Allen is now with Miami Heat. So that's going to be huge for him and huge for the Heat also, who, of course, won the finals this year. Joe Jackson is leaving the Hawks. If you don't know, he's the highest-paid player in the NBA. He's going to the Brooklyn Nets. And rumor has it that that the Nets are working on getting Dwight Howard as well, apparently that's the only team he wants to go to if traded. So we'll see what happens with that. Serena Williams, congratulations to her for winning the singles and doubles at Wimbledon this year. If you remember the last major, she lost in the first round. So this is huge that she came back and was able to win both the singles and doubles. Adrian Peterson. The Vikings, star football player, he got arrested over the weekend in a nightclub in Houston for resisting arrest. He was bodied out the next morning and charges are pending. Apparently he wasn't drunk, but when they went to arrest him or whatever was going on, it took three police officers to take him down. So we're looking forward to seeing what happens with that. The Olympic team, NBA team, has been finalized. And some additions to the team are Russell Westbrook, James Harden, both of OKC, and Blake Griffin, who are replacing Derrick Rose, Dwayne Wade, and Dwight Howard, who are both injured. So it looks like they're going to have a great team, as always. And we're definitely rooting on the U.S. NBA team. So I know everyone's watching the Olympics right now. So Aaron will be back next week to fill us in on everything that's going on. Remember to follow him at AaronCosby1 on Twitter and AaronCosby on Facebook. Now, Ms. Ferguson, are you with me?
I am.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. And how's everybody doing? How you doing, TK?
How you doing, Ms. Ferguson?
I'm all right.
How was your fourth?
It was not long enough because it was in the middle of the week. But it turns out, I needed it because I went out of town the weekend prior, so I really needed that day off because I was so drained. Mm. And, I mean, I needed that week, well, that little day in the middle of the week off, rather. So.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I needed it, but I needed every other day that week, too, but, you know.
Exactly. I feel you, trust me.
I can't stand to not sleep.
Yeah, you love it. We all know Janera loves his sleep.
That's right.
What do you have for us tonight?
Well, I have something for everyone tonight. And I know that, you know, Stephen, you've gotten on me before because I leave out the fellas, but I do have a sale that's specifically for the guys. And I also have two sales that are for the kids, or for the parents of the kids. Because, you know, I know it's just July, but people are starting in Europe to go back to school, so I do have a couple things for the parents, too. But first, I'll start off with the ladies, of course, because that's what I am. TheLimited.com, they've made enhancements to their site, to their website. So to celebrate that, they're offering free shipping on all online purchases. But it does not stop there. They're also giving an extra 50% of all markdowns. Now, this is in stores and online, but they're giving an additional 50% off of all already reduced prices. And if you shop now, you will get a pair of free ankle pants, crop pants, shorts, or skirts with the purchase of a regular priced pair of ankle pants, crop pants, shorts, or skirts. Plus, you can also get an extra 40% off of all accessories. So that's, you know, handbags, belts, jewelry. They don't sell shoes, but, you know, you get the idea. So they have tons of accessories at the Limited. Neiman Marcus is having their last call sale, and this is not to be confused with Neiman Marcus last call, which is Neiman Marcus's outlet store. but they're having a last call sale. And if you shop now, you can get up to 65% off of their regular prices. So I like to throw these little sales in there every now and again because, you know, everybody doesn't always want to, you know, shop at the Forever 21. You know, sometimes they want high quality stuff, but they just don't want to pay at a high quality price. That's me too. I mean, that's, you know, I'm all over it. So, you know, I want to throw in these, you know, high end stores too. So they are shopping. I mean, if you do shop there now, you can get up to 65% off of, you know, regular priced items. Now, it's not on everything in the store, it is off of their sale items. So please keep that in mind. Don't go to Neiman Marcus and Engineering and say, y'all can give me 65% off of these, you know, times. No, I did not say that. This is off of their sale stuff, so it has to be a sale item that you can get up to 65% off. This one is for the guys. If you, this is what I was talking about. Now, you guys know I always talk about Piperlime because they have everything. Piperlime works with, they're affiliated with Gap, Banana Republic, Old Navy, and then there's another athletic, a female athletic store that they're also affiliated with. Well, for the guys only, and I'm so sad about this, but for the guys only, if you shop at Piperlime, you can get up to 60% off of select men's styles. And this is off of shoes, clothes, any type of sportswear, any type of, you know, underwear, anything. Basically, if it's on sale, you can get up to 60% off of those select items. So you guys may want to turn it, you know, log on to Piperlime.com because they sell all types of brands. And they sell things like everything from, you know, Seven for All Mankind to Levi's. They sell everything. You know, Converse, Nikes, Adidas, everything. I love Piperlime. It's like a one-stop shop, really. You can dress yourself just on that site alone, just one outfit from that site alone. And you can get a pretty good deal.
I might check that out.
Yeah, I love Piperlime. Old Navy is having their summer refresh sale, and this is for everyone. You can shop now and get items starting out at just $6. Plus, if you shop in stores, you can save up to 75% off of all clearance items. And if you're just shopping online, you can save up to 50% off of all clearance items. So I would just, you know, put on my clothes and just go to the store because that's an extra 25% off. I don't know why anybody wouldn't want to do that, you know, but to each his own. But just remember, if you're shopping in the store, you can get up to 75% off of clearance items. But online, it's only up to 50% off. So it's probably worth that additional, you know, going into the store to get that additional 25% off. Vince Camuto, they're having a sale. And if you shop now, and this is only for the ladies, so that's why the guys probably don't even know who Vince Camuto is. It's like, Vince, who?
Right.
It's like he just got into clothes, but he sells accessories like shoes and handbags. He actually even has an outlet. So he has a store in Lenox, and he has an outlet store up 400 at North Georgia Premium Outlet. But he just got into selling clothes probably within the last year or two. And he's having a sale in his stores and online, and you can get a savings up to 60% off. Macy's is having a store-wide sale with clearance. And if you shop now, you can get anywhere between 20 and 75% off of all sale and clearance items. Plus, you can get free shipping on purchases of $99 or more. So, and it's really easy to get to accumulate $99 at Macy's. I mean, you know, I can do it in my sleep. So, it's, you know. Anne Klein, this is for ladies only. Anne Klein is having a dress sale. And you can, if you shop now, you can get 40% off of all dresses. This is not up to, you know, you, sometimes with the up to, you get to the register and it's only 25% off and, you know, people will say, well, I thought it was 65. No, it's up to 65% off. So there are some items that are 30% off, 40% off, whatever. But this one, that's not that type of sale. Every dress in the store is 40% off, no matter what. So if you hurry, but you have to hurry up and shop now because the sale is going to end tonight at midnight, well, 11:59 p.m. So you have to hurry up and shop now, okay? And this one, these next two sales that I have are for the kids or for the parents of the kids. JCPenney. Now, I know I told you guys that a long time ago that JCPenney no longer does sales. They just do they do everyday pricing. And I think I explained that a long time ago, where they'll pick a select item and that or a select item plural, and those select items will, you know, be at a really, really low price. Well, they're having, I guess in celebration of back to school, they're having uniforms. They have school uniforms on sale. And I use on sale loosely because JCPenney doesn't really have sales anymore. But, they have boys' Oxford starting out at $16, boys' shorts starting out at $12, boys' polo starting out at $7, and boys' khaki starting out at $18. Now, there are some kids out there who have to wear school uniforms, so this might be a really, really good deal for them. And then for the girls, they have girls' khaki dresses starting out at just $12, girls' shorts starting out at just $10, girls' khaki pants starting out at $14, cardigans starting out at $12, and girls' skirts starting out at $10, and polos, lastly, starting out at $7. So that's not too bad. Especially if you have to have something for every day of the week for your kids, it's much easier than going out there and trying to buy all that designer stuff the kids are into nowadays. I know that my kid will probably, if I ever have one, they'll probably have me broke if they're going to be anything like me. So they're going to be in uniform from JCPenney. and here's the last sale that I have for you, and this is also for children. The Children's Place is having a summer blowout sale. And if you shop now, you can get up to 75% off of already reduced prices. They also have prices starting out at just $1.20. And they're giving 25% off of all school uniforms and backpacks. Now, the Children's Place is, I don't have any kids, but I do have friends who have kids. It's one of my favorite places to shop for my friends' children because these you can get things for like $5, $4, $3. I mean, they're always having some type of sale at the Children's Place. So that's a good place for you to start out, too, if you have any school-age children and they're going to be going back to school. And even if they're not, even if they don't have any uniforms, the Children's Place has its regular clothes on sale, too. And like I said, it's starting out at just $1.20. I don't even know if you can beat that. I don't even know if my mom could have beat that back in the day, when I was growing up. So that's a really, really good price. It's almost unheard of now. So that was my last show for the evening, everybody.
And they can find on budgetshopaholic.com, correct?
They surely can, yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Janera, and have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
Okay, we sure will. Talk to you later. Bye, TK.
Good night, Janera.
Well, as you know, Ms. Parker is out tonight. She usually brings us entertainment news. So Chiki and I are going to bring it to you tonight. The first item I want to touch on, I'm very sad to report Usher's stepson, son of Tamika Foster, his ex-wife, has been declared brain dead after a jet ski incident yesterday. At the lake, they were out there, and apparently a man on jet ski hit him, and a 15-year-old young lady who I actually know, who is not doing well as well. Well, I heard she's doing a little better, but he's been declared brain dead. And so our prayers are definitely out for that family. Tamika posted on Facebook for everyone to please pray. She has faith that he will come out of this. But, if you hear anything about anyone that's been brain dead, definitely a very serious thing. So our prayers and thoughts are going out with that whole family. And hopefully this situation, I've talked to people about it, will help. Usher and Tamika are going through a very bitter custody battle. Hopefully this has helped them resolve that. I know that Usher did send for her because she wasn't with her son at the time. He sent out a private jet for her to bring her in to be with her son, so hopefully that will help their process, but definitely praying for that family. Frank Ocean, there was some speculation about his sexuality. In his song, sometimes he's referenced men instead of women, and I remember I've known about Frank Ocean for a minute, and I'm a huge fan of his music. I remember I was listening to this one song that he has, and it sounded like he was singing to a man, but I thought that he writes for Beyonce and all these different people. I just thought that it was a demo, the song I heard. Well, apparently he had a listening party for his album that comes out. Actually, it's been pushed to come. It actually drops at midnight tonight or tomorrow morning, whatever you want to say it. But anyway, on three of the songs in his album, he referenced a relationship with a man. And so there's a lot of speculation all over the blog. And what he did was, apparently he had something written in his thank you section for his album. And he released it on Tumblr, was late last week, just kind of explaining his first relationship was with the man, the first time he fell in love was with the man. I won't say his first relationship, the first time he fell in love was with the man. And trying to figure it all out, but it is what it is. And he's gotten a lot of positive reactions from his peers in the industry, but there's been mixed reactions with his fans. What do you think about this situation, though?
Well, I mean, I support gay rights and everything. I have no problem with his sexuality. And I actually think that he does great music. So that's what I care about is his art. But I just find it awfully coincidental that all this information comes to be before his project drops.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, we all know how the industry works.
Of course.
Just saying that it's calculated.
And then for the people who didn't know who Frank Ocean is, now they do know because it's been all over the blogs, all over everything.
Exactly.
I just think personally that I think, in my opinion, which, you know, I feel people have to do what they feel is right, my opinion, because he's such a great artist, I think he should have waited longer down the line to build his fan base even more, because what it has done is has taken away from some of his fans who were Frank Ocean fans all along. You know what I mean? I've been reading some of the comments on these blogs, you know, some of them are just like, I can't listen to his music anymore, which to me is ignorant, but that's what happened. But, you know, apparently his label is sticking behind him, and I guess the buzz is there that they're releasing the album earlier. I believe it's supposed to come out in August, but it's coming out again tonight at midnight, or if you want to call it tomorrow at midnight. So that's the story.
Actually, the label doesn't really have a choice but to stick behind him at this point. I mean, if he came out with that bomb and they dropped him, can you imagine?
Right. Kanye West in concert, you know, he's on tour, serenaded Kim in concert over the weekend, professing his love to her. And so, you know, a lot of people are saying that this relationship is for publicity. Kim has said with her interview with Oprah that this is the real thing. They've known each other for years and, you know, right timing. And Kanye said that he is in love with Kim. So we're definitely wishing them the best. Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes, divorce. They seem to be the messiest divorce and has now gone to the quickest divorce because the divorce is settled. The attorneys came up with an agreement. Of course, Katie Holmes wants full custody of their daughter. Tom Cruise apparently had an ironclad prenup. They're saying Katie's not getting anything, but people are saying that she doesn't want anything. She makes her own money. So,
she wanted the baby.
Right, that's what she wanted, exactly. So hopefully,
I'm sorry, I just have to add something.
Okay.
Tom Cruise has been married three times to three different women.
Mm-hmm.
It's very coincidental that every divorce happened on his wife's 33rd birthday.
Wow.
Three of the wives have been 33 when they filed for divorce.
I didn't
know that.
Scientology coincidence.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. But, apparently the Scientology was too much for her. I guess they're different. I don't know if it's organizations within the Scientology religion, and she wasn't really down with that when she wanted her daughter being raised in Scientology, especially under this particular
realm. She's five now. She's five, and the daughter was going to start school, and apparently it's alleged that she didn't want her to start that particular school. So I guess she was trying to, you know, gain control of that.
Okay. Their divorce has been settled. Moving on, Rihanna's dad made an interesting statement recently. He said that Rihanna should give Chris Brown another chance. In his eyes, they were the perfect couple. And I just couldn't believe a dad was saying that after what had happened. Not that she shouldn't forgive him, but, you know, most fathers are very protective of their daughters. And if a man beat up their daughter. But I think I was talking to someone about this, and the perception is that Rihanna's off the chain now. You know what I mean? In terms of who she's dating, who she's doing whatever with, that we don't know for sure. And I guess what her father saw was when Chris Brown was there, it was just Chris Brown. So what do you think about
I think the dad probably saw himself because, you know, the dad used to beat up her mom. So, I mean,
yeah,
I don't know. You have to consider the source.
That is true. Octomom has signed a deal with Global Groove Entertainment as a singer-rapper, and her first song is scheduled to drop August 1st. Now, apparently, she's been taking vocal lessons. She's been taking vocal lessons, and she's working with a producer who has worked with Britney Spears and some other huge artists, and apparently she is really doing her thing. She's being a singer-rapper, and the first song drops August 1st. I guess she said something has to break. Porn, I guess, didn't work. Whatever else didn't work, and now it's this. So we'll see what happens. I wish her the best. Unless she has all those kids, she has to be stressed out. So hopefully music will take her to the next level. And for you all Kardashian fans, Kourtney Kardashian gave birth to her daughter, their second child yesterday, Penelope Scottsdale Disick. I guess that's the name. In Los Angeles. So congratulations to her and her husband, or her fiance. So now I do want to mention a few things. We have a question of the day that I want, if you can go on Facebook or Twitter, please answer. The question was, what are you afraid of? And we had some very interesting responses. We're going to address those after our financial segment next. TK, what are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of open spaces, like open ocean and really, really huge fields. I don't know why, but it makes me feel, I guess, inferior.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't like open spaces. Like when I was on the cruise and I stood on the deck at night, it freaked me out.
Wow. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll go into our financial segment with Letitia Styles and Paula Penn. We'll be right back after this.
We're sexy. That's right. I, Greg Reifstek, the movie maniac, host of EOTM Radio's new movie show, I'm putting the sexy back in the loving movies. We're not just going to review the movies on the Movie Maniac show. We're going to go behind the scenes and talk to the people that make the movies. We're going to talk to you about why you're obsessed with the movies you're obsessed with. You can catch my new show live at EOTMradio.com every Sunday night from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, starting July 22nd. Follow me on Twitter at Movie Maniac EOTM. Find me on Facebook at EOTM Movie Maniac. And of course, catch my posts on the EOTMblog.com.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight, and we are joined by our special guest host, Chike Evans. Our very own Chike Evans. Thanks again, Chike, for taking time out of your schedule. Now, I want to encourage everyone to go on Facebook and Twitter and even in chat if you have questions for our guests. Many people are feeling the effects of the stagnant economy, so tonight I've asked two financial advisors to answer your financial questions. Please help me welcome Letitia Styles from YoungAdultFinances.com and Paula Patton from AffordAnything.com. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How y'all doing?
Thanks for having us. I'm doing well.
Doing great. Thanks.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
You know, I'm glad you all are here because a lot of people are feeling the stresses of the economy. First, before we go into the questions, let me go to each of you and find out more about your website. Let's start with you, Letitia. Tell us about YoungAdultFinances.com and what we can expect, what made you even decide to create this website.
Sure. Okay, well, YoungAdultFinances.com was actually started back in 2010, and I had recently graduated from college, but I was having a hard time finding a job. And I had my finance degree, and I had you know, all of this knowledge that I wanted to share. So I just decided to start the blog, and been running it ever since. And it's something that I feel like is going to help propel me into further in my career. I did finally get a full-time job, but I'm still working on the website and building it up as a financial resource for college students and recent grads.
Okay. What about you, Paul?
Well, I started it in part because I noticed I love reading about money management and how to handle your finances. I know that's kind of a strange hobby to have, but I've always really enjoyed reading about it and learning about it, and I noticed that a lot of the information out there tends to be about saving money. It's about clipping coupons and saving a couple of pennies here and there, and I wanted to create a site that was more about growing wealth, growing long-term wealth, than about clipping coupons. So,
okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I visited both of the websites, and they're very informative. So, you know, we'll definitely post the links on our Facebook page and our website as well. But I had a few questions for you ladies. in your opinion, what are the essentials to having a successful budget? Because I think a lot of people, you know, they sit on a budget, they try to budget, but they really don't know how to budget.
Do you want to take this one, Paula, or...
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that the most important thing to understand is that a budget is not one size fits all. A budget, it's kind of like a diet. The best one is the one that you're actually going to stick to, and you can sit around and theorize about how broccoli and Brussels sprouts are good for you. But you know, at the end of the day, if you're not going to eat them, then that theory doesn't do any good. Like the
right.
one that works is the one that you're going to stick to year in and year out for life. And a lot of people have the idea that making a budget or sticking to a budget means that you have to track every single penny and match your receipts to your statements. And you know what? Forget that. If some people do that because that's their style. You know, they like
right,
tracking
yeah.
pennies. And if that's your style, if that works for you, then sweet, good for you, do it. But if that doesn't work for you, then don't do it. I don't do it. I prefer what I call the lazy route, where as soon as you get paid, you take your savings right off the top, pay into your savings first, and then whatever's left over, you just spend on whatever and don't bother tracking it.
Okay. Well, that's definitely useful. Do you think people make mistakes? What mistakes do you think they make in trying to balance the budget?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I'm sorry, what common mistakes do you think people do make when trying to establish a successful budget?
I think that, first of all, a lot of people try to force themselves into budgeting in a way that just doesn't fit their style, doesn't fit their personality. And so they end up doing something similar to kind of like a yo-yo diet. They'll force themselves to spend maybe a couple of months budgeting really strictly and cutting a lot of expenses out and living on this in this very frugal way. And it's just not sustainable, and it doesn't last. And they get tired of it. So they stop doing it, and then they go splurge, and it's just like yo-yo dieting, you know.
So
that's I think that's the biggest mistake. Letitia, what do you think?
I would agree definitely. I was going to say the number one thing to have for your budget is follow through, because it doesn't matter if you have a budget if you're not even going to follow it. So that's definitely one of the most successful parts of a budget.
Letitia, what about for students in college or just coming out of college, trying to make ends meet? You know, we've all been there. What advice do you give to them on budgeting whatever they have, you know?
Well, I would say the very first thing that you need to do is try to focus on ways that you can make extra money, and that way you will give yourself a head start on your budget, because it's kind of hard to budget when you're broke. because, you know, if you don't have any money, there's nowhere to put anything. So the first thing to do is to try to find ways to make extra money. You know, go ahead and make sure you have your resume ready if you're looking for a job. If you're wanting to start a business, then, you know, that's something that you need to have in mind already. You know, do you have savings? Are you ready to, you know, take on everything that a business entails? So I would definitely recommend going the job route first if you don't have savings, if you do have student loan debt, if you're just coming out of college and you're trying to work on your budget and trying to save money and trying to build wealth, the first thing you need to do is work on getting a job. So definitely brush up your resume. Definitely, you know, your budget needs to have exactly what Paula said. You know, you save that first amount from your paychecks, and it should be no less than 10%.
Okay. And you talked about starting a business. In your opinion, do people need to consider before moving forward with that?
Before moving forward with a business, I actually have a quiz on the website that says, should you start a business or get a job? And one of the questions on the quiz asks, do you have any savings? So when you start a business is very capital intensive. You're going to need money for getting the business started, and you're going to need money to sustain yourself while you're getting the business going. Most businesses don't turn a profit in the first couple of months, so you need to be prepared to, you know, even lose money for the first couple months to first couple of years.
Wow.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people aren't prepared for how long it takes for a business to make money. And so, you know, you hear that statistic about, you know, the vast majority of new companies go out of business within the first 5 years. And, you know, sometimes it's because they ran out of money. And if they had enough money to sustain themselves longer, then they could have made it, but they just ran out of cash. You know, and there are many ways to get cash. It doesn't all have to come out of your savings. Some people do that. That's one route, but other people find partners, you know, and you get a bunch of partners on board and everyone chips in. I mean, there's a lot of ways to do it, but, you got to make sure you have the cash.
Now, a lot of people are kind of scared about investing these days. People try to hold on to their money as possible. What are the smartest and best investments to make, in this time?
I think the reason we both pause is because that's a question that investing is a very personal thing, and it's definitely something that needs to be tailored to each individual person. So I would say that in general, most people are best served with mutual funds or ETFs. Paula, do you have any ideas on that also?
Well, I was going to say, first of all, I agree with you. Index funds and ETFs, especially for the investments that are in your retirement account. And the reason that we both like index funds and ETFs is because they are what's called passively managed, which means that instead of having a bunch of people who wear suits who sit around all day trying to figure out where to put the money, index funds and ETFs sort of track whatever the broader market is doing. And because you're not paying the people, the suit and tie wearing people to manage it, they're a lot cheaper, and they tend to have actually statistically better performance than the actively managed ones, and they're cheaper. So index funds and ETFs definitely. In addition to that, exactly what Letitia said. If you want to go beyond that and look for specific investments, stick to the ones that you understand most. If you understand a particular industry or a particular sector, then that's the best thing for you to invest in because you understand it. Letitia's, I think, more of a numbers person than I am, so I think she'd probably do better at stock investing than I would. I'm better at real estate, and that tends to be where I focus a lot of my non-retirement investments. But, you know, again, that's a personal thing. It's not because that's the best opportunity out there. It's because it's what each individual understands.
What do you say to that person who works every day of their life and they feel like they really have nothing to show for because all their money is going into bills? How can they turn that around?
Pay yourself first. That's the number one thing. If you pay everyone else except for yourself, I mean, what do you expect? You should expect not to have anything at the end of the day. This is something that I've learned. I actually read this in a book called The Richest Man in Babylon, and I recommend that everyone read it. It's a great book. It's by a guy named George S. Klassen. It's called The Richest Man in Babylon. And he mentions, you know, you pay yourself first. You take that first 10% out, and you put it away. You save it. And it makes you even happier to go to your job, to go to your 9-to-5. It makes you happier to do all those other things in your life because you know that you have money in your pocket that you're paying to yourself. If you, you know, pay yourself first, you know, your creditors are going to kick and scream, but you're going to kick and scream more when you retire and you don't have any money to live on.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Apollo?
I absolutely agree. If you pay yourself first, then what's going to happen is that if at the end of the month you've still got some bills due, you're going to feel the pressure to figure out a way to pay those bills. And that might involve getting a second job. That might involve cutting your cable. You know, there are a lot of ways. When you get creative, there are a lot of ways to live more cheaply and cut things out of your budget like cable or turn the thermostat up or down. Or, you know, there are a lot of ways to do it, but you're not going to really feel the pressure to do it until those bills become due. And even if you're already feeling like the bills are due, you're going to feel that a lot more once you've saved money for yourself and for your own retirement. I totally agree with Letitia. Pay yourself first, and the rest will work itself out.
Mm-hmm. I want to turn Susie on and say that it makes no sense to save if you're in debt. Do you agree with that statement?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you. What'd you say?
I once heard Susie Orman say there's no reason to save if you're in debt. Do you agree with that statement?
I do not.
I don't either.
I do not agree with that statement. I think that people have a knee-jerk reaction to the notion of debt. Debt is a lever. That's why they call it leverage. So it can be used as a tool, like a lever, to propel you either upwards or downwards. And that's why a lot of people take on business loans or student loans. I mean, you know, by virtue of taking on that debt, you put yourself into a position where you make more money down the road. So I don't think that debt is a bad thing. I don't think that we should all have such horrid knee-jerk reactions to it. Now, where it matters is the interest rate on that debt. If you're paying 24% interest on a credit card bill, well, that's, you know, something that you should really prioritize paying off. But if you've got a mortgage and you're paying a 4% on it, then keep that mortgage, in my opinion. You know, if you're paying 4% on a mortgage and you can make 7 or 8% being in an index fund, put your money in the index fund and keep the mortgage. You've got more capital to play with now.
And that applies to college students as well, really, because when you have student loans, the interest that you're paying on it is going to be anywhere from 3-6%. So there's no reason to rush, pay off your student loans when you can, you know, save, take that money, and you could earn more by putting it in an index fund or an ETF, like Paula mentioned.
Okay. Now, Paul, you talked about real estate. So I have a quick question about the housing market. You know, obviously it's been struggling for a couple of years now. How soon do you see a rebound?
So housing is the most local market, perhaps in the most local market you could possibly ever have. A lot of people talk about housing as though it's a national phenomenon. But a rebound in a rural town in Minnesota doesn't mean anything for people who live in Southern California. And what's happening in Southern California has no effect on the people who live in New Hampshire. And even when you get into a particular city, I mean, Letitia and I both live in Atlanta. In certain neighborhoods of Atlanta, we're already seeing a rebound. And in certain neighborhoods of Atlanta, things are still going down. And even within those neighborhoods, sometimes it's block by block. So I think that one mistake that a lot of people make is making a big, broad, sweeping generalizations about the housing market, because when you tend to make these very broad broad generalizations about it, then oftentimes what happens is that you don't see micro trends, which are the trends that are happening in your local area. And that's what matters. It doesn't matter what's happening in housing in Hawaii if you don't live
right,
there.
Yeah.
What matters is what's happening in your neighborhood.
Okay. Letitia, anything you want to add?
I just wanted to add, the problem with witnessing a rebound is that a lot of times you don't notice it until it's already happened. So taking the stock market for an example, no one wanted to invest right after, you know, the market crashed back in 2008, but the largest rebound happened right afterwards at the beginning of 2009. And, you know, it's been waffling a little since then, but it hasn't gone back down to the lows that it was back in 2008. So by the time you see a rebound, or by the time everyone is talking about, oh, it's rebounded, you're really too late. So with your investments, you really need to, you know what you're getting into and know the signs so that you'll know it. Paula is very good with real estate, so she can see the signs when things are coming back, and you know, it makes it a lot easier. So it's important for your investments to pay attention and really know what you're getting into.
Listen, ladies, I thank you so much for coming on. Letitia Stiles of YoungAdultFinances.com, Paula Pant of AffordAnything.com. We'll have both links on our Facebook page and our website. Ladies, thank you so much. Have a great night, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye.
Before we go to commercial break, I want to read some of the responses for our question of the day. Let's see here. The question of the day is, what are you afraid of? Now, we did have somebody on Twitter tweet us. Jay says online.com, she said, I'm afraid of failure and being unhappy. That's definitely something I can relate with in terms of being a failure, not getting where I want to be in my career successfully. Some other answer. Let's see here. Just had it up. just a second. This is what happened while we're live on air, of course. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial. Oh, here we go. Okay, I got it. Never mind. All right. Your question, your answer real quick. Chris put it, rodents, snakes, spiders, and running into deer on the highway, heights, bees, wasp, lightning, and fear. Failure. I put failure for me. Mark put feeling as if he's not going to make it or get all that he wants out of life. Let's see. Sandy put not achieving his full potential. He said he never failed. Kim Cutler put not succeeding as a parent. I think most parents, they feel that way. Nick Dace put walking over the overpass with cars and trucks zooming underneath her. Adrian Webster put change. Lakeisha Harris put roaches and bugs. Keith Mullen put the it clown. Antoine Rent put rats. He also put if he sees an opossum, he's going to scream Jesus. Amber Harris said snakes and failure and a role as a mother, wife, and career. Terrence Harris put crowded convenience stores at night. He tries his best to look one way and not speak. Diane DePace put clowns. You won't find her at Barnum and Bailey, a circus. And Cece Brownie put the truth. Her and their response after they get her truth. So we thank you all for answering the question.
Hold up, boss man. Let's turn that around on you. What are you afraid of?
No, I said for me, failure in terms of success that I want to achieve. Because, you know, I think we all have in the back of our mind. And the thing is that I've realized in this stage of the game is that it may not come in the way you want it, but what I want is to live a full life that each day I wake up, I look forward to the next day and go to bed
Absolutely.
And wake up next morning. So that's my fear, if anything. Someone put that Matt put that he thinks that sometimes people take him wrong, so that's what his fear is, people take him the wrong way. Because other than that, he's not scared of anything. So thank you again, everyone, for answering the question of the day. We'll continue to go sporadically. We have some great shows coming up. But first, we're going to take a break, come back, and listen to Stephen Taylor. Right back.
You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Steve and Knight Show. Now it's time to go on to Steve's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during this segment. Each week we select artists to play on our playlist. Tonight our playlist features songs by both independent and major artists, including Brandy, Frank Ocean, and Usher. If you're interested in being featured on Stephen's playlist, please email us at thestephennightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. And remember, all songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing. We definitely look forward to hearing from you. The first song is by Brandy, featuring Chris Brown, entitled Put It Down. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it, I'ma put it down.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, if you put it down, if you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
You gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down. You gon' fall in
love. If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down. You gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down.
You gon' fall in love. If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
Ooh, your talking is so tough. Damn, I love it all. Even the way you flex, that's what turns me on.
Ooh, you know you make me weak.
Just 'cause the way you are. 'Cause everybody in here knows that you're a star. And yet you still I'm letting you know. The sweetest high, any man that wants to save.
He gon' have to
work hard. From what I see, you got what I want. That's just half the part. Gotta see what you put on it to make sure you're the one.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, if you put it down, if you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down,
you gon' fall in love.
Maybe we can fall in love.
I hope the chivalry ain't dead to you, boy, 'cause I'm grown. Got to pull up and then come up with that when I see what I want. Gotta go old school with me sometimes. Still keep it so 2012 from it, 'cause I still beef it up. And still I want you to know. Got the sweetest heart, even though he can ride it cool for me.
Don't have to work hard.
And now I see you got what I want. That's just half the part. Gotta feel what you put on it to make sure you're the one.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard,
baby,
maybe we
can fall
in
love.
And all your cake, girl, you better stop, I got a big ego. I'm sippin' on that brandy, that liquor comes in handy. And girl, I know you fancy, but this party I'm financing.
told me it ain't even like that. She been hating all night, her friend uptight, alright. I took her out the club, told her girl she'd be right back. Back to the crib, and in the morning all this was worth it. Baby, go get your hair did, then buy you a couple purses. You just perfect.
At all, message to my daddy, dog. You really dropped the ball. I couldn't imagine not being there for my kids. Get on because it's a thing I never did. Get no pity home, really home with yourself. How can you live when your flesh and bone was lacking you? It's like you don't exist. But I've done good without you. I've grown despite you. Never be just like you. And on my own too, I stand. Look, I'm right here. It's quite clear this is your beautiful nightmare.
Looking up. fella. To the eyes, the eyes fella. I'm the new breed in this league, I'm Carmella. And I mean that in more than one way, I'm Karma and Yella. But that ain't what I'm here to promote, nope. I see you sinking, skipper. So I went and bought you a boat, and I call it the Titanic. And Christ is the captain of the ship, so don't panic. Cause we ain't drowning, I don't care what it looks like. We ain't drowning in my life. Like I done met Katrina, sisters, they bought racket. Like Venus and Serena, sister. But since I'm a boxer, I just roll with the punches. And I don't do a lot of ducking, I stand, man. And if I get knocked down, I stand again. Once I get back up, now put that in your brain like a backup. But when you think you can't get back up, New Orleans, get back up.
I'm about to drive in the
Well, that was Stephen's playlist. Hope you enjoyed it, definitely. Quick announcement from me. I'll be participating in the Darlington Campalooza Festival. They have a music festival that they have every year. And this time it's going to be on July 14, 2012. And I go on, the event I believe is from 10 to 5. I go on around 11:25 to be exact. I'll be performing some songs off my new project that's coming out soon. And just want to let you know, if you're in the area, definitely check that out. You can go to my website, stephennightmusic.web.com. The address is 2025 Peachtree Road, Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309. Chike, what you have going on this week?
I just got a call today to come to New York this weekend to film a sketch comedy show called The I Wante Show. So
okay,
there'll be more to hear about that in the future. Of course, I'll be plugging it, but it's still new to me. So the more I know about it, the more you guys know about it, I'll talk more about it probably next week after I film my episode.
That's great. So tell us a little bit about next week's show. I know that you kind of produced that show. What's going on next week on the Stephen Knight Show?
Next week we're having Mr. Richard Glass back and his top assistant, and we're having the third in. He's a barber from the Atlanta area, and a couple other stylists that own salons, and to discuss black hair. You know as well as I do that black hair has been a major subject in our community for a very, very long time. Chris Rock even did a whole movie about it. So it has a lot of conversational issues within it. And I think that hearing it from the stylist point of view, and, you know, I can't wait to get Ms. Parker in on this conversation because, you know, she chimes in real about hair issues. Maybe if we can get Ms. Carla in, too, to come in and talk about some hair stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, she likes the hair topic as well. She and Ms. Parker always talking about their hair. She said most definitely she'll definitely chime in and give us her perspective on that. Hopefully we'll have the whole team next week. We'll have myself, you, Ms. Parker, Janera, Aaron, and Adam. Ms. Parker, we hope she feels better. We know she's not. She was under the weather. She couldn't be with us tonight. But I definitely want to thank our guests tonight. I think they gave us some great information on finances in general because a lot of people really just don't know how to turn it around. I want to thank Letitia Styles of YoungAdultFinances.com and Paula Pat from AffordAnything.com. There are links to both of the websites on our Facebook page and in our website. You definitely want to check them out. A lot of valuable information. GK, I want to thank you for stepping in and co-host. You did a wonderful job as always. And I want to
thank you for having me.
And I want to thank everyone at home for listening to us. And we hope you have a great, great week. And until next week, God bless.
Bye, everybody.